Okay. My husband is doing beautifully. He had open heart surgery, as you know, to by surprise. Went into the hospital and they said, "You're not going home." Went in for a test and they said, "You're not going home." So basically, he is doing well, and I am back, sorta. Every once in a while, I may take a day because he's got different doctor's appointments and things like that. So, as a hybrid class, every once in a while I may do a day here and there when I'm taking him to the doctors. But other than that, I think we're back on normal track. So, we are going to look at getting into and working with MySQL. How many of you have logged in successfully to MySQL? Okay, that would be one. All right, then. Let's start by doing that. So you're going down here and you're finding PuTTY. Okay? And in PuTTY, you are logging in and hopefully you have the information that was sent to you. Back before the semester began, that had your login for MySQL. So please look that up. Here you're putting up the host name, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And please note that in my handouts it says bristol.mass.edu. They have changed that and made it Bristol CC instead of Bristol.mass. So the host is no longer Bristol.mass, it's now Bristol CC. Okay, so you put in CISWeb, which is located at bristolcc.edu. The port they have also changed, and it's now 220. Okay, and in my handouts, and someday I'll get around to changing, but in my handouts it says 22, and it's now 220. Okay, so you can log in there. If you don't like the colors that it is giving you, there is the colors over here that you can click on, and if you click on the colors, you can change the background color and change the foreground color. I'm just going to go with whatever they have right now. Okay, so I then click OK. Actually, I want to bring this up. And then that. Okay, so I click actually dot OK, open. And then I do my login. And my first login is to get into the server. And then, if my other login, and we're actually not going to do this today, but I just wanted to make sure everybody could do it. When you come to this point, you put in MySQL. Hyphen U, your password, I mean not your password, your username, hyphen P. And then you put in your password. And you get the MySQL prompt. Okay? So you're putting in your original password rather. Then once you're in to CISWeb, then you're putting in MySQL hyphen U P grosser hyphen P. Okay, so once you're in to there, you're doing that. Okay? And then it asked for the password, and this time you put in the second password they gave you for MySQL, and you put in that password down there. Okay. So are you in all right?
Yeah.
You're in all right, okay. Try it and see, make sure you're in all right. So that should get you into okay. So try, yeah, just half a second. My battery decided that it was not going to pay any attention. There we go. What's the problem?
No, I'm not able to watch it.
Pardon me?
I'm not able to watch it.
Okay, there should be the one path. I don't know how they sent it. But this should be the first, yeah, you're not making it at all. The first password is the Linux password. So you log in with the Linux username and the Linux password. I think that's what they call it. Where's the thing that they sent you? Okay. And then the MySQL password is the one you use second. I'd get out and start over again. Okay. So, you still see they give you all that information. Okay, then just hit that. And then your username, and then the Linux password. Okay. Try just typing. MySQL first. And then space hyphen U. You have no space up before the U. Hyphen U. Okay. Then space and your username. And then space and hyphen P. And hit enter. And now it wants the MySQL password. Are you in? Okay. Now you're going to explain to him how you got in.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in? Anybody?
I just told you.
Huh?
Oh, it's not going to show up.
Putty.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
You're going in through Putty. And the best, I think, handout on that is the using PuTTY in MySQL as of February 16th, which is under week 4. I think it's the best handout for it. Okay. So it's showing the bristolcc.edu. The only thing it's not doing is that you should change the port to 220, but they did that for you. Okay, So the porch should be now 220. But they did that for you. You put in your Linux password, then you come down and you put in the MySQL. When it has accepted the Linux, you're putting in, it will give you the your username at CISWeb. So that means you're in the CISWeb. And at that point, you put MySQL hyphen U, pgrocer hyphen P. And then it asks for a password. And at this point, you enter the MySQL password that they sent you. You in now? Okay. So at that point you enter the MySQL password that they sent you. So the first thing is to get into CISWeb, and you have to use the Linux passwords to get in there. And then once you're in there, you type out the MySQL, telling it that that's what you want to use. MySQL hyphen U, pgrocer hyphen. And I honestly don't remember what the hyphen U and the hyphen P mean. If you care, go look them up and tell me. Okay. Or ask Sil, who's our resident expert on PuTTY. Okay. So that's the important thing, and at that point, you will be into PuTTY. That's what I want. Okay, is everybody into PuTTY? Into it? Okay, somebody that's already in can go and help somebody that needs help. Anybody need help? Okay, so somebody come help him. Hello? You're the somebody.
So it's new to WinSAP, but we use our Linux password?
Well, you use the one to get into CISWeb. That's the Linux password, what they call Linux.
Once you get into CISWeb,
you're telling that I'm using MySQL, and then you have the password getting to MySQL.
Right. I really should write this down. It's not really short, but it's going on.
And yours comes up with MySQL for a while. They were putting it out there as MariaDB for some reason. So on my handout it says MariaDB. On your handout it says
MySQL. For the first time, I'm making my first phone.
And then if you do a show databases, it should show you your databases. So do a show databases. Okay, and you've been assigned two databases. So if you put in here, and I don't have it there because show databases with a semicolon at the end. And you should see two databases with your name on them. Yes, somebody? Did you? Show databases, and you should see two databases with your name on them. Yes. Okay. You can use either one of those. Out in the real world, there would be a payroll database, an employee database, an inventory database, whatever. They've just given you two for whatever reason. And so you're going to say use, and you're going to pick one of those databases. Okay, so you're going to say use and pick one of those databases. Did I do that up here? No. All right, you cannot create a database. They basically decided they didn't want a million databases floating around out there. So you've got two databases, and you can use them as you want. You can do one for assignments and one for examples, or use all just one of them, or whatever you want to do. But you can use one database, okay? And I have a database that I call ZFirst. So I created database ZFirst, but you can't do that. Okay, so I'm going to say use Z first, semicolon, and it's now told me that the database has changed. Okay, so you are going to type in use and one of your databases, whichever database you want. So you're going to type in use and then one of your databases. And now the database has changed. So now that you've got the database, you can create a table. So I've got my database here, and I can create a table called first, which is what I did. I said create table first. And then I put in it what I wanted, which was an ID number, which is a character, VARCHAR, and I want it to be 3 characters long, and then I wanted it to be a name, which is a VARCHAR, and it's 20 characters long. Whoops. And I suspect it's going to come back and tell me that I already have it, okay, because I've already created this. So it came back and told me that first already exists, but it's not going to tell you that because you haven't created it. So you're going to go in and create a table, and I just put in the table first. So you're saying create table first, and it's got an ID, and VARCHAR is a string field. Okay, what we're doing now, and I should have said this, is we're doing SQL. Okay, so we're into the MySQL, and we are using SQL to create a table. So I'm saying create table first, and then I'm listing the fields. And if I had other fields, I could keep listing them. Okay, but this is just a simple first table. Now, once I've created the table, I can say DESC first, and it should be showing me a description of the table. So DESC is for describe. You can actually write out the whole word describe, but most things can be abbreviated to four characters in a command. Okay, yeah. And then say use. Okay. Once you have shown the database, then you want to say use database. Okay, so I had up here use Z first, and it tells me database has changed. Okay, so I'm saying use Z first, and that tells me that the database had changed. And now I want to create a table within the database. Okay? Is everybody with me on this so far?
I wish.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what this error message is here. It's telling me I have 34 failed login attempts. I just started.
Congratulations.
Since September 11th, 2018. Ever have you used Putty ever?
No. This is my very first time using Putty, so I don't know what to talk about.
I don't either.
I mean, we got in, thank you.
Also, when signing into this part, which of these passwords do I use?
Yes.
So,
no, the MySQL one.
Oh, I guess.
So wait a minute, this one you're now putting in MySQL.
Okay.
Wait a minute, not the password yet, and it's much better if you type it. It gets really upset sometimes.
Oh.
MySQL. So type MySQL, M-Y, SQL, no, all lowercase, I believe. And then a space, and then hyphen U, and then space, and your username.
Wait, hyphen is a dash?
Yes, dash. Yeah. And your username is hyphen, space rather, hyphen P. And now hit enter. Okay, now put in, God knows what you got there. Now put in your...
SQL one?
Yeah, I think you're in enough, so, but it usually prompts for password, but God knows what you got. Yeah,
should I just
get out
try
and start
session?
Over?
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Yes, I think so. Okay.
You keep on going, I'll worry about this.
How are you? Are you in all right?
I think so. I'm just logged in with the latest password.
Okay, but then you have to with the MySQL.
Okay.
This was a good day to be back.
Why are you rude, baby?
Oh, no. It always does that. Password.
Okay. When it comes in and it says your username @CISWeb,
uh-huh.
When it says that,
yep.
Then type in MySQL hyphen U P Grosser hyphen P. Okay, once you're in, go create a bunch of tables, put some data in them, do whatever. As you're in, you can go and follow along if you want.
Oh, I get it.
So once you're in to CISWeb, you will get the message pgrosser@CISWeb or your username @CISWeb. Then you have to tell it that you're going to be using MySQL. Okay, and the hyphen U and the hyphen P are things that it needs to know to use the MySQL, and I don't remember what they stand for. I should have looked that up. I forgot.
And
my
password's not working.
But it should be MySQL hyphen U pgrosser hyphen P. Right after that, it should say enter password. And that's when you enter the MySQL password. Okay, so you log in with the Linux stuff. And as soon as you're logged in, it comes back and gives you your username, CISWeb. You put that stuff in, and then say, when it says enter password, you put in your password. Okay, did you try typing it instead of copying it?
Yeah, I did. The one there.
The MySQL one, yes.
Yeah, the case sensitive or not?
Oh, very. Okay.
My name there?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
Wherever you see pgrosser, you're supposed to be you.
I thought it was just going into a general server. I mean.
Well, you're you. Are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
Show databases.
Yeah,
there we go.
That should have been a semicolon for a semicolon. And sometimes it may just, okay. Now try it all by itself. It got confused because you had double. So just try now, show databases, and it's plural. Okay, so there's your two databases. Pick one of them and say use, and that one. Whichever one you want, doesn't matter. Just say use. Okay, so down here I said use the first. So that was one of my databases. And I called it Z first because for some reason when I ask to see my databases, I see all of yours.
Oh, sweet.
And it goes on forever and ever. So therefore I put a Z in front of the name so it would be the last thing in the list.
So it says database change.
Yes, it's changed because you might have been using a previous database. So now it's telling you that you're in the database. So once you get the fact that the database has changed, now you can see it says database changed. Now you want to do a create a table. So do that create table first. Okay, and create a table. Where are you? So you want to show databases? Did you do that yet?
No.
Okay, show databases. Okay, if I do a show databases, I'm going to get a gazillion, which is why I didn't do it up here, and it takes forever. So show databases, databases plural with a semicolon after it. Should show you two databases with your name associated with them. One of them has an underscore one and one of them has an underscore two.
I got none. Is it two words or
one? Okay, try it again. Show databases, plural, semicolon.
What's that? Oh.
And there they are. So now you pick one of those and say use and put that in. And that puts you into that database. And as I said, you each have two databases. How you use them is up to you. You can use one for my examples, one for your work. You can use one for finished products, one for playing around, whatever you want to do. So once you have said use and you're in the right database, it says database changed, gives you a prompt, and then you can say create a table, and you can create a table. How many of you have had the Oracle course? Nobody, okay. So this is basically SQL, so what we'll do. If everybody had the Oracle course, I could say lots of references to that. So now when you take the Oracle course, I'll be able to say lots of references to my SQL, because they are very similar. Steve, did you get in?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, so everybody's in now, right? Okay, so we have created a first table here. Has everybody got a table that they've created? Yes, no? Got a table that you've created?
I think so.
Have you got one?
I don't see it, but it says query OK, zero rows effect.
Okay, try DESC and the name of the table.
I think I clicked something I wasn't supposed to.
All right. That looks like it's OK. Now do that DESC that I did up there. DESC in the name of the table.
So,
yes, you did first. Create table first. Okay, so now do DESC space first semicolon. Hold this a semicolon. And there it is. Okay? So DESC first is shows you a description of the table. And it tells you the type, which is a varchar type. And one of them is 3 and one of them is 20. Okay, now I have in here a couple of records. So if I do a select asterisk from first, it will show me that I put 2 names in there. Yours isn't going to show you anything. Okay. And I am looking for I've got too many things open. Okay, there is the insert statement. So I want to put something into first. So I said insert into first values, and I gave it an ID number in quotes because it's a string type, and a name in quotes because it's a string type. Those are in parentheses with a comma separator. So I'm doing an insert. So I bring this up and I can add in here, insert into first. The values I want to put in there are going to be 3333 Sarah Grove. Close parenthesis, and I've just inserted a record into my table. Okay. And then I can insert another record. Whoops, and use single quotes. So now I've inserted another record, and then I can do a select asterisk from first, and I see all 4 records. Okay? So I've created a table. I'm now inserting data in the table. I already had 2 records in there. I inserted 2 additional records. And now when I do a select everything, select asterisk means select everything from first. Asterisk means I want to see all the fields and all the records. I want to see everything. Okay, so select asterisk from first shows me everything. And then the select also allows me to get very specific. So I can say select, I want to see ID number, name, and I can put the from on the first line or the next line. This could all be written on one line, or you can break it down into multiples. So I'm going to say where name equals Sarah Grove. So I am now asking for the particular particular record. Select the ID number and the name from the table called first, where the name is equal to Sarah Grove. And again, we use single quotes. Okay? SQL does not like double quotes. So hopefully now everybody has a table with some data in it. And they're able to do a select and pick out certain records. So I could also say select ID number, name from first, where ID number is greater or is less than 333. And I can't spell. What I was trying to show you is, even though I put the 333 in a string, if I want to, I can test it without the quotes around it and it will still work. It's very forgiving on numbers. And is doing the comparison all right. It is always best to stick with types on each side of a comparison. But in this case, I didn't, and it worked. Okay, so in the first one, ID number is a string, so I made that a string. Here, ID number is still a string, but I made this a numeric. It will usually work just fine, but it is best to have type the same on both sides of a comparison. That's the foolproof way of doing it. If you switch types, it's not as good. Okay. So that's about the limit of what we can do with this particular table. But at least we hopefully have gotten started. I'm going to save this before I lose it. Okay, I'm going back to looking at beginning my SQL notes, and I have them both under week 4 and week 5. So I'm opening beginning my SQL notes. Okay, so here I created this table. So go ahead and create a table similar to this so that you can use it in the test. I said create table test first. And I said the ID number is going to be an integer of 4. And these are var chars. And GPA is going to be a decimal, which we call a floating number. And it's going to have 3 whole numbers, three characters rather, and 2 decimals. You always have to check that. When you put the 2 numbers in with a comma separated, some languages talk about whole number, comma, decimal number. Others talk about total digits, comma, decimal. Okay, so you always kind of have to test that and make sure that you got it right. Okay, so there, go in and create that table. And I'm going to look and see if I have it. And I don't, so I'm going to have to create it too. So I'm going to go in here and say create table test first. And in parentheses, I put the fields. And they can be on one line, 2 lines, separate lines, however I want to do it. The comma is the divider, so it doesn't have to be on a separate line. So I've created the table, and it tells me that I did it successfully. And now I'm going to enter in the data. So go ahead and do what I am doing. Okay, so apparently I was able to insert that one okay. Okay, so I messed that one up. If you pull the upward arrow, you'll get the thing back that you mess up. And my insert had two E's in it, so I'll hope that that's it. And you can use the arrows to go back and forth and do the fix. So an arrow, up arrow, pulls it up if you made a mistake. And then you can go in and use the arrow to come up and fix it. And notice I made a mistake with the one that has five threes in it. It should only be four. Okay, so now I've got all my records in, and I can do a select asterisk from test first, and that will show me all of the records. How are we doing? Have you got all the data in, folks?
I also made up my own data along the way, but yeah.
Feel free. Okay. How many people have knocked up the data in? You've got it in.
Oh, I have not. I thought you said knocked that out. That's what I thought you said.
So. All right. So if you scroll down this handout that I took you to, which was the beginning SQL, begin notes, I made a mistake that I pointed out to you where I put in the ID number equal to 5 threads. And so I'm doing an update, okay? So I'm doing an update to change that. So I'm saying update test first, set ID number equal to 3333, where the name equals Robert Brooks. So I'm finding Robert Brooks's record, and I'm changing the ID to just have 4 threads. Okay, and that works. So that's how I can change a record. So if I make a mistake when I'm doing the insert, I can go in and change it. So there is the one with the 5 threads, and I changed it and put it in. Some versions of SQL wouldn't have even allowed that mistake because I said it was going to be 4 characters and they would have held me to it. My SQL version is a little looser, and so it let me put in the 5 characters. Okay, but as I said, some would not have allowed that since I specified 4. Okay. So the update is the command that allows you to change. SQL very proudly states that there are very few commands in SQL, and so it's easy to work with. And they're right, there are very few commands. The problem is they have 10,000 clauses on the very few commands, so it becomes much more complex. So in this one, the command is an update, but I've got a clause which is set and a clause which is where. And you'll see that there's lots of other clauses I can use. Okay, so down below, I am doing a test where I'm using a compound. I'm saying where major equals CI and okay, and GPA is greater than 3.3. So I'm saying there, select ID number, name, major, grade. And if I didn't want to see all 4 of these fields, I could have, and it's GPA, not grade. I could have just put in the ones I wanted to see. Let's say I didn't want to see the ID. I just wanted to see name, major, GPA. That's fine. I can put those in. From test first, where major equals CI, and since it's string, it has to be in quotes, and GPA is greater than 3.3. And GPA was defined as floating. So it's a number. So now it has given me the 3 records that met that criteria. Okay. So I can pull out specific records that meet the criteria. And then on the line below, on the example below, I did an OR. So I said, select ID number, name, major, GPA from test first, where major equals CI, and, or GPA is less than 3. And that got me all of the records. Because the ones that weren't CI has a GPA less than 3, so all of the records showed up.
When we make these queries, does it automatically save them?
No. No.
Because I was curious, because on that homework assignment, I saw that we had to populate a table and then also make several queries.
Right.
How do we submit?
Well, the table gets saved. The table is saved. The queries aren't. And what you're going to do, okay, and I... You're going to just... actually, I'd rather if you copy and paste. It's easy to read. But you can do a screenshot, yes. It tends to be easier to read if you do a copy and paste. Okay, so, which is what I did when I created these. So what is this one doing, folks? What is this select doing? What's the logic there?
Isn't the star just any character?
Yeah, but I'm up here right now.
Oh, sorry.
I could have done select asterisks, and that would have been fine, because that would have gotten me all the fields. So what I'm getting at is, what's the logic on this one? Major equals CI and GPA.
Oh, only show people in CI with a GPA between 3.5 and 3.
In not between, it's either greater than or less than.
Oh.
And here's the either situation, because I'm saying it has to be CI. If it's not CI, I'm out of here, I'm done. It has to be CI. And if it's CI, then I've got two possibilities. Is the GPA greater than 3.5? If it is, I will display. If it's not, then I have a second chance. Is the GPA less than 3? And if it's yes, I will display. And if it's no, I'm done.
If you're going to copy it, then we just hopefully we can copy it to
okay. So it has to be CI and either. Remember, parentheses are ands are resolved before ors. Parentheses change that. So if I hadn't put the parenthesis in, I would have had CI and GPA greater than 3.5, or just GPA less than 3. Okay? And by putting the parenthesis, the OR gets resolved, and it comes out and says the major has to be CI and either of the other two. Then the next one going down is I'm inserting a record that I'm going to get rid of. So I inserted a record and I put it in, and then I came up next and said delete from test first where ID equals 19999. So now I know that if I have a table or a file, I can maintain it. Okay, I can maintain the file because I can do an insert, I can do an update, and I can do a delete. So I can add a record to the table or file. I can change a record that's out there, and I can get rid of a record that I don't want. So I have the ability to maintain the table when I get the ability to do an insert, an update, and a delete. Okay? So I went in, deleted the record, and the record is going to be gone when I look at this next. So when I scroll down and look at it, the delete has taken away the record. Now, down here, I've got a few other things that I'm doing. One of them is I select distinct major from test first. That means I only want to see the unique major. So I only want to see the CI major once and the BU major once. I don't want to see CI a gazillion times. I just want to see the CI once and the BU once. So I said, show me the distinct majors, meaning find each major and show it to me once. The next one changes the name of the field. So I said, select the ID number, but call it for this particular moment, for this particular display, call it ID. Find the name and call it capital name. Find the major, call it capital major. I could have called it anything else. If I want to have a two-word title or a two-word thing there, I put them in quotes because the space requires that I tell it that it's one thing. So if I wanted to, I could have put in here, for example, my space major, and put it in inside single quotes instead of major, and it would have come up like that. So if I say select ID number as ID number, let's do it that way, name as my name, major as, actually I won't put the as in on this one, as my major from test first. Okay. What did I do wrong? Interesting.
Oh, you put a semicolon after the from.
After the what?
After the field that you're specifying from. So it hit the line there.
Yeah, that should be all right. Okay, select ID number, ID from test first. Okay, so that worked. Now select ID number, ID number sign. Okay, and I can put in an as there, but let's just leave it. From test first. No, it did not like that. So, select ID number ID number sign, let's try that, from test first. Yeah, I like that. So apparently when I put in the special character, I also needed the quotes. So now let's try it. Select ID number, quote, ID number sign, comma, name, I'm going to put an as in this one. My name. Okay, what did I do wrong? Near from. I actually don't see what I did wrong, but that's all right. Select ID number, quote, ID number sign, comma, name as, apparently it doesn't like as. Okay, I was letting Oracle get in my way too much. Apparently, it did not want the as, because when I put the as in there, it did not like that. And I don't see anything else I did wrong up there. In Oracle, it lets you have the as. I thought that was universal. SQL is, in the high 90s, universal. So if you know it in one language, you know it in another. Okay, I know it best in Oracle. So every once in a while, I think that this should be the same as it was in Oracle, and it isn't. Okay, so this one took me by surprise. I thought as worked fine, but it took me by surprise. The as doesn't. In Oracle, it does. Okay, so bear that in mind. This is not a heavily used thing anyway. Usually you just put the field name in at the top. But I had to, it didn't like a number sign, and it wanted, the didn't like the as.
What other languages would this be?
Any database. SQL works in any database.
Like a shell programming, would that be SMR?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, what you've got is SQL works with every major database, except big data. They're getting into some other things now with big data, but big data as of now and as of the foreseeable future really is for big companies like Amazon and Google, and your local company is not even touching it. So SQL goes with Oracle. It goes with MySQL, it goes with Access. In 120, we see it with Access, just briefly, but it's in Access. So it's in Access, it's in SQL Server, which is a Microsoft product. It's in every major database. And so, and it's in the high 90s as far as it works in all of them. But every once in a while, you're gonna find a surprise and say, oops, you know, that worked in this SQL, but it's not working in this SQL. And that's what I just found is the as. The as works fine in Oracle, but it didn't work here. Okay. Okay, the next one going down is a sort. Okay, so order by name means I want to have a sort by name. Okay, so there is the order by name, and that means I want it in order by name. I can also do a check like I did here with the in clause. Select asterisks from test first where major is in this group. Okay, so it has to be one of those. And that's a shorthand way of writing if major equals CI or major equals GS or major equals EN. It's just a shorthand way of writing that. Between 3.4 and 3.6, this is another thing that you need to check when you are working with something. Between 3.4 and 3.6, is it inclusive or exclusive? In other words, is the between include the two ends or does it not include the two ends?
It doesn't include.
In this case, it does. Because, and it changes from one thing to another. But in this case, I'm seeing between 3.4 and 3.6, and they're both showing up there. Okay, and that's why I use those numbers to test, so it is showing up. So it's inclusive, okay? Some languages would be exclusive, so that's another thing you have to test. Is how a between works. And this is the last one, and we've hit the end, but I still want to do the last one. Okay, so this one says, select asterisks from test where name like. Okay, an underscore means skip the first character. I don't care what it is. I don't care what the end of the first character is. If I didn't care what the first two characters were, I could put underscore, underscore. So the underscore means I don't care what the first character is. The second character has to be an A. And I don't care what comes after that. So if I don't care about an individual character, I use an underscore. If I don't care about a group, I use the percent sign. So that is saying, I don't care what the first character is, then there has to be an A, and I don't care what comes after it. Okay? So everybody that has an A in their second character is showing up, the rest aren't. Okay, now I'm really done. And we will spend some more time looking at SQL on Thursday. Alrighty.